Stuart Chase reported after visiting Russia in 1927 that unlike in America, where hungry stockholders were making the economic decisions, in the Soviet Union, the all-caring state was in the saddle, informed by battalions of statistics and heroically aided by Communist Party officials who need no further incentive than the burning zeal to create a new heaven and a new earth, which flames in the breast of every good communist. That same year, two of America's leading New Deal economists, Rexford Guy Tugwell and Paul Douglas, pronounced themselves awed by the Soviet experiment. "There is a new life beginning there," Tugwell wrote in his report. Lillian Wald visited Russia's experimental schools and reported that John Dewey's ideas were being implemented not less than 150%. Indeed, the whole country was, for liberals, a giant laboratory school. Dewey himself visited the Soviet Union and was much impressed. Jane Addams declared the Bolshevik endeavor the greatest social experiment in history. Sidney Hillman, John L. Lewis, and most of the other leaders of the American labor movement were effusive in their praise of Soviet pragmatism, Stalin's experiment, and the heroism of the Bolsheviks. W.E.B. Du Bois was thunderstruck. "I'm writing this in Russia," he wrote back to his readers in the crisis. "I'm sitting in Revolution Square. I stand in astonishment and wonder at the revelation of Russia that has come to me. I may be partially deceived and half-informed, but if what I have seen with my eyes and heard with my ears in Russia is Bolshevism, I am a Bolshevik." Du Bois offers a good illustration of how fascism and communism appealed to the same progressive impulses and aspirations. Like many progressives, he'd studied in Germany in the 1890s and retained a fondness for the Prussian model. An anti-Semite early in his career, in 1924 his magazine started carrying a swastika on the cover despite complaints from Jewish progressives. Du Bois applied for a grant in 1935 from an organization with known ties to the Nazis that was run by a well-known Jew-hater who dined with Joseph Goebbels. He truly believed the Nazis had a lot of great ideas and that America had much to learn from Germany's experiment in National Socialism, though later Du Bois denounced Nazi anti-Semitism. And so it was with other pro-Soviet liberal icons. Recall how a year before Lincoln Steffens announced he'd seen the future in the Soviet Union, he'd said much the same thing about fascist Italy. The heroic success of fascism, according to Steffens, made Western democracy, run by petty persons with petty purposes, look pathetic by comparison. For Steffens and countless other liberals, Mussolini, Lenin, and Stalin were all doing the same thing, transforming corrupt, outdated societies. Tugwell praised Lenin as a pragmatist who was merely running an experiment. The same was true of Mussolini, he explained.